Well, this week I was curious just to see how easy it would be to automate yet one more profession out of existence. So I used the internet in a brief moment and looked up on one of my search engines, why was Jesus baptized? I am not worried about being put out of a job. Let's just leave it at that. The number of things that are out there are just absurd. I'd never done that, by the way. I'd never asked the interweb there. Some kind of a theological question. There are a wide range of responses, not all of which are bad, and perhaps we'll just leave it at that. But as I was thinking once again on this question that we ask every year, because no matter what liturgical year we're in, we have a Sunday, the Baptism of Jesus Sunday. And why? Not why do we have it, but why was Jesus baptized? Although sometimes when I'm wondering what I have to say about this whole thing, I do wonder why it's in every liturgical year, and maybe we could skip one or two. But we don't skip it, and I, no matter how much I might jest otherwise, I don't think we should. It's important for us, I think, to grapple on a regular basis with some of these big things of the faith. And I'd be very surprised if some year we would suddenly come with a brand new insight, something we'd never thought of before that changes everything, because these are things that most of us have thought about at least off and on many times. But there's always value in going back to these things that we know and looking at them to see if there is a new, if not a brand new way of interpreting everything, at least a brand new way of thinking about it. And so again, this year, close to the beginning of the liturgical year, we look at the baptism of Jesus, and we ask, why? Why was Jesus baptized? When we ourselves get baptized, whether we are baptized as infants or if we're in a denomination or a faith tradition that baptizes older than that, there's all kinds of reasons why we were baptized. And most of them don't apply to Jesus. One of the primary notions behind believer baptism, or adult baptism, as it's sometimes called, is it's an opportunity to identify with Jesus. Well, obviously that doesn't apply to Jesus. He didn't have to identify with himself. He was himself. That's just kind of crazy. And we often think that baptism is a symbol, perhaps, of a renunciation. Once again, this is an adult or a believer's baptism, a renunciation of sin. Well, Jesus was sinless. What did he have to renounce? And one of the metaphors or symbols that we see in baptizing infants is that it's a reminder that God has reached out to us before we could reach out to him. And Jesus was God. There's no reaching out necessary. Sometimes baptism of babies is used as a replacement and a more inclusive symbol than circumcision was for the Israelite and the Jewish people. Well, Jesus didn't need that either, because he already was one. So why was he baptized? Jesus' baptism shows up in all the Gospels, and it's referenced in other places. And Luke is the shortest telling of the story. In Matthew says that Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness, which is an interesting phrase, and it's one that I think the rest of what I'd like us to consider falls as sort of a backdrop to that, this notion of fulfilling all righteousness. We often read that Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law, to make the law complete. And so if we want to think of it that way, when Jesus came, his baptism was part of that fulfillment of righteousness, a demonstration of the completion of righteousness. Just as a side note, it struck me for the first time ever, this is another reason why it's good to go back to these things, because you suddenly notice things that you never noticed before, at least I don't think I ever had, that in a very real way, this was Jesus' last private act, even though it happened in public. Because it was from this moment on that Jesus began his public ministry and on the basis of the witness of the Gospels. He lived his life in public, or at least in front of other people from this moment on. And so I find it curious. And it never struck me before that this was his last, the last thing he did as sort of a private citizen, if you will. One of those things. I don't know that it has a whole lot of theological import, but I'm curious that I made it this long without ever thinking of that till I just struck me. But when we think of why Jesus was baptized, with that backdrop of the fulfilling of all righteousness, there's two things that I think are really important for us to be reminded of. Once again, these are unlikely to be brand new to any of us, but to be reminded, to ponder them again. That Jesus was baptized is an example to us. When Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness, when Jesus came to fulfill the law, when he came to do all of these things, what he did is he came to say that these are things that need to be done. And maybe everyone doesn't need to do them exactly the same way, but they still need to be done. Not because there's some kind of a magical transaction happening here. It's not that baptism, whatever age you're at, is somehow a sign in a sense that we often think things are when we're reading fantasy novels, if we read such things. No, they're an opportunity for us to say these are the things that go into making a righteous person. In the same way that we pray a prayer of confession every Sunday, realizing full well that the words of the prayer that we say together are unlikely to sort of click with everyone's experience of the past week. The act of confessing together says something about who we are, that we are aware of the fact that we are sinful people, and that when we come together in community, we confess out loud, in a very real sense, to each other. Not because we are especially bad, as I often say, but because it's part of the human condition. And so when Jesus was baptized, even though you really can't make any case why he was required to be baptized, if you will, he was saying, I'm going to do this. And if I'm going to do this, you no longer have any reason why you should not. There are people who don't really support baptism. They think it's foolish for a number of reasons, none of which I find particularly compelling. And none of them surmount the fact that Jesus himself was baptized. Jesus' baptism is an example to us, not just of being baptized, but of doing those things that perhaps aren't as required for us or aren't required for us in the same way they're required for other people. But we do them because it's part of the identification of the group that we're with. And it doesn't mean that Jesus got baptized, oh, just to sort of reach down, to condescend to us in a dismissive sort of way. But Jesus was baptized to help us see that everyone should be baptized. And that leads us to the second thing that I think it's worth us paying some attention to. And this is a theme that we've addressed often, and it comes up just about every time we read anything out of Hebrews, for example, is Jesus' baptism is another example of his complete identification with us as people. When Jesus was baptized, he said, there is nothing that you are going to go through, nothing that you are required to do, nothing that you will likely do, that I am not also willing to do and have done. One of the best messages coming out of the book of Hebrews, and obviously out of the whole incarnation, is that ongoing reminder that when Christ came to earth, he came to earth to experience life just like us. So that when he went back to be with the Father, when he went back to heaven, when he left here, he left with an understanding of what it means to be human from the inside. Which means that we always have someone in heaven. There's always someone in the Godhead who knows what it's like to go what we're going through. Oh, possibly not in the details. Jesus didn't have to deal with cars and the internet and all of those other things, but he had to deal with all of the issues that those bring up. And we know that God is omniscient, that he knows everything. But that's not quite the same level of comfort that Jesus provides, who lived through this. There are many experiences that someone else has gone through that I can sympathize with and that I can bring comfort with when we're talking about them, saying, oh, I know what that's like. It wasn't exactly the same for me, but, well, we both had knee operations, so we can talk about what that's like. And we have that connection. I do not have that connection with any woman about childbirth. Yes, I was there for the birth of my children. So what? Really. When it comes down to it, I can't identify that way. And while we may know in our intellectual, theological brain that God's omniscience allows him to identify with us, I find my comfort in Christ's humanity when he was here. Not to dismiss God's omniscience, but for me as a human being, I find it easier to take comfort in the fact that knowing full well that Jesus, who lived in a fallen world, stubbed his toe and wanted to swear. I don't think he did, assuming that that's a sinful exercise. He obviously didn't. But it is beyond the limits of possibility that at some point he didn't trip, that he didn't bang his head on something, that all of those things that we do, once again, not in detail, but in those themes of what it means to be human, Jesus experienced them all. Jesus did those things that we do, not because they're important for us that we do them, but they're important for the people around us. Jesus did not need to be baptized, certainly not for the repentance of sin. Jesus did not need to be baptized to have a connection with God, but Jesus was baptized because it reminds us that being baptized is a good thing, and that it's not something that we were ever too good for. Jesus identified with what it means to be a human and showed us that this is what being a human is in all kinds of ways. And one of the aspects of his baptism was that. A public act of identification, a public act of obedience, a public act of whatever you want to put in there that we put in baptism now, Jesus did. And it was just part of that perfect identification that he has with us as human beings. In Hebrews, it tells us that we have a high priest who's experienced all things that we have, who is tempted in every way, who was baptized just like we were. So when we ask the question of why was Jesus baptized, perhaps the short answer is that Jesus was baptized for us. The benefits of baptism did not accrue to Jesus because he didn't need them in one sense, but he needed to do them in another. Because when we see that Jesus was willing to do whatever was necessary to fulfill all righteousness, it makes us a little bit more likely to do those things that we need to do, that perhaps we think we shouldn't have to, or maybe even that we don't want to. Jesus identified with us as human beings in every way, and his baptism at the hands of his cousin John was just one more example. An example of how he identified with us. An example to us of how we should behave. Amen.